What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. It's What's the Buzz, our weekly chat with the New Zealand Drug Foundation.
Yes, it's time for What's the Buzz, thanks to our lovely friends at The Level. We've got Hayden here.
Hello.
Morena.
Morena.
How are you? Hayden.
Good, I'm just consuming my drug of choice this morning, just to try and get my mind in the... in the zone.
In the game.
Yeah. A little bit of caffeine, right?
Yeah. Nice.
We'd
nice
love
one.
To hear it.
I haven't heard that sting before. It's good. It's nice.
Yeah, a little remix.
Got a new one, the remix. Potentially a really old one as well.
I like it.
Remix. We're here to talk about some brand new reports, which is very exciting.
Yeah. We just put out our drug checking report for 2025. So, yeah, there's a few interesting things to talk about with that. So just for context, hopefully everyone listening by now, since we've been doing this for a while, knows what drug checking is, but it's a free, legal, confidential service where people can bring in their drugs and we tell them what's in them, we test them, and we have a chat about how to stay safer. And we are one of three licensed drug checking providers that does public clinics around the country. People probably know your stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Disc Trust, and we primarily focus on Auckland, and we run drug checking 5 days a week out of our office in Grey Lynn, which we just moved into down near Mitre 10 and Farrow. So each year we put out this report, which basically just summarizes the calendar year of what we found. If people are really interested in all the nerdy data, they can go on thelevel.org.nz or the Drug Foundation website and read it. I thought we could talk about the high level stuff that we found.
Yeah, what's happening out there? What are you finding?
What is the buzz?
Well, yeah, what is the buzz? The perennial question.
What's in the buzz?
Yeah,
it's really
true. the good news is, the thing that we were kind of most proud of is that the service is like keeps growing. So our public clinics, so if we exclude festivals and events, which we have less control over how well they do, our public clinics grew by 12%, which is cool. And that's with no extra funding or anything. That's
awesome.
Just more people knowing about it. And we still have more than 40% of people coming through the door are new entirely to drug checking as well.
Awesome.
We're reaching lots of new people, which is great. And the other piece of good news is that what we've found is more likely to be what people expected than in previous years. So over the 3 years that we've, well, slightly more than 3 years that we've been doing drug checking, we've seen actually a steady improvement in drugs being what people expected. So it gets slightly technical, and there's kind of, I try to avoid talking in the jargon that we talk about internally, but when people bring drugs in, they say what they think they have. And then that's how we categorize the data in this report. So we break it down by like the presumed drug, so presumed to be MDMA or cocaine or whatever, so that's slowly increased over the years, which is cool, but still 1 in 8 drugs we tested wasn't what people expected. So it's still quite a lot. Still quite a high chance. So there's still a real, I think there's still a real need for it. And the other reason there's a real need for it is that we've seen the other kind of reports that have been released recently in the last couple of weeks, which is probably why I'm tired actually, is there's been a lot released. Wastewater testing has shown a massive increase in consumption of cocaine. So,
I did see that, and I'm I'm wondering how that is happening considering the cost of living crisis.
Yeah.
I hear that cocaine's really expensive.
It could be exacerbating, you know?
Maybe.
Just YOLO. Yeah. it's a global phenomenon that's happening at the moment. Over the last three or so years, there's been just a huge increase in coca cultivation and cocaine production. It's one of those things, because it's a, you know, it's a black market, it'll always find its way around kind of whatever is put in its way to find the most lucrative markets. And so New Zealand, you know, even though we are in the middle of a cost of living crisis, we are still a relatively wealthy you know, nation,
yeah.
In the world, in the global context, and we pay a high price for drugs, particularly stimulant drugs like cocaine and like methamphetamine, which is why the manufacturers, you know, cartels in South America, for example, mm-hmm. are getting their drugs here, because we're willing to pay a higher price. And so whatever the kind of high costs of getting those drugs here, they see it as worth it. Mm-hmm. But in that context, in the kind of like increasing consumption and also like diversifying consumption, so we're mm-hmm. seeing like way more different types of drugs being taken. Okay. So we've talked about on this show like Etomidate, which is like that space vape kind of drug,
yeah.
that people
space
have
vapes.
Yeah. We've talked about, I think maybe Emily or Phil came up and talked about steroids and performance enhancing drugs at
yep.
one point.
Yeah.
We're seeing this kind of like, you know, it's not just like the drugs in New Zealand are weed and MDMA anymore, like people kind of like might have this perception of. There's like this real diversification, lots more ketamine as well, we're seeing.
Yes.
So, I think drug checking is kind of becoming more and more important and is kind of one of the key tools between us and like lots more drug harm happening. Yeah.
Mm. That stat, the 1 in 8, is that just all drugs?
That's all drugs, yeah.
Because I'm assuming that there's certain drugs that you're more likely yeah. to get other stuff mixed in there as well.
Definitely. Yeah. So MDMA we've found to be relatively consistent. And again, we've talked about before, I think last time I was up actually, was talking about how pressed pills aren't great in yeah. terms of consistency. But if you're getting kind of powder or rock, MDMA, that's quite often as expected. So
that improved like quite recently? Because I feel like a lot of the stories you hear about, you know, people thinking that they're taking something and it not being that is like people think they're like at a festival, people think that they're taking MDMA and it's actually bath salts or whatever. Like,
yeah, definitely there was a period a few years ago where the MDMA supply was really bad and was
shocking.
Really like there was a lot of synthetic cathinones about, which are bath salts. That hasn't been the case recently, and MDMA has got more consistent. But the thing probably to caveat this whole conversation with is this is just samples that have been brought into our drug checking service,
right.
and so it's not representative of the whole drug supply. Mm-hmm. It gives us a really good glimpse.
Yeah.
But and there's also different dynamics, like festivals are sometimes, you know, because you're like in a confined environment, you know, people can sell to you and then never see you again. So sometimes we do see kind of crappier, like more adulterated drugs being sold in those environments because, you know, people can just kind of dump them and disappear.
Yeah.
But yeah, MDMA, 93% of what we tested was as expected, which is pretty good.
That's great, actually.
80% of cocaine. So, and that's definitely, that goes through big fluctuations. It tends to be just kind of like seasonal almost, where there'll be like a big dip in the like quality of the cocaine that's out there. Ketamine, again, is quite high, 95%. Meth is 83%. Found to be meth. So it's okay, but like it's that kind of, you know, between 10% and 20% of the time,
yeah,
like not really wanting to take the risk. And that's kind of the big difference between an illicit drug supply and, you know, a pharmaceutical supply, where, you know, 100% of the time the dosage and the medicine is going to be what you think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are you finding in the adulterated drugs? Like, are you finding they're really harmful substances, or are they just kind of filler?
Yeah, we did see, so one section of the report we kind of list out like some of the concerning things we see. So we see a lot of filler. So we list out some of the kind of less harmful, like stuff that's used to kind of bind and fill drugs. But we saw things like veterinary medicines, industrial chemicals and solvents. Saw some fake benzodiazepines. We found new synthetic opioids as well, like fentanyl and nitazenes in there. So that's the thing. It's kind of like we're like those were in a very small number of the samples, but we they're the kind of things we really want to detect before people take them, because those are the things that can lead to overdose and people dying.
Yeah. Netazines, it's like a grain of sand, isn't it? Like
the amount
you need to have some serious harm happen to you.
Yeah. So that it's basically fentanyl is the kind of synthetic opioid that people all know about because it's all over the news and has caused huge amounts of harm and death in North America. Nitazenes are very similar. They're like a synthetic opioid, and they're much more potent than fentanyl, which again was already quite potent. So yeah, a grain of sand can be enough, especially if you don't know you're taking it, can be enough to cause a fatal overdose. Yeah.
So I guess the moral of the story is it's not worth the risk. Get it checked. 1 in 8 could not be what you think it is.
Yeah, and to be honest, like the really great thing about drug checking, and this is what's really cool about it, having our service running out of our office and the whole team kind of being involved in it, is it's not just about the test results. Like we also have a chat with every single person about like how they're staying safer and kind of like just we can kind of answer any other general questions they have. So it's not just the test result. That's kind of that's the really important thing. And we actually get another kind of quite cool part of the report that at the end is we ask people, like every single person, we kind of ask like, oh, how do you stay safer? And we actually end up getting like heaps of really cool tips back as well. And you know, some of them are kind of funny, like what, you know, someone said like, don't just neck something on the floor that you find, like make sure you go and check it first, even if it's tempting in the moment.
Wise words to live by.
and also, you know, just the old-fashioned advice like water and food and stuff, but it like all that stuff is great because there's no other place that people get to have those chats in a kind of safe and entirely confidential environment, really.
Totally.
Except amongst maybe your closest friends.
You know, and it could save people's lives in the long run. So this is like hugely important that you provide that kind of space for people. Thank you so much, Hayden.
All good. Yeah. Good to chat.
It's been fun. Everyone can check out the full reports if they want to see all the details and the SAGE advice via the Level or the Drug Foundation website.
Yes.
Thanks, Hayden.
See ya.
Ka kite.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.